Why do you want to be president?
Well, I'm... were I to make the announcement and to run...
He would never seek the Oval Office again. Instead, he honed his legislative skills as a senator, forming personal alliances with adversaries.
We have a good record together, except that whenever it happens, he gets all kinds of credit, and I get beaten up like you can't believe by the conservatives.
And making health care, labor law, and education the cornerstones of his political agenda.
In building our coalition with the...
Kennedy, the hardline liberal, withstood a Republican revolution and won the respect of Republican presidents.
He is a fabulous United States senator. When he's against you, it's tough. When he's with you, it is a great experience.
But when it appeared the Democrats might once again win the White House, Kennedy wouldn't let history happen without him.
I have come here tonight to rise to our best ideals and to elect Barack Obama president of the United States.
He braved sub-freezing temperatures to see Barack Obama sworn in as the nation's 44th president. But reportedly overcome by the cold and exhausted from excitement, Kennedy suffered a seizure at the inaugural luncheon.
Right now, a part of me is with him.
But President Obama would have one last opportunity to honor his friend and one-time fellow senator when he led guests in a chorus of happy birthday at a gala for Kennedy earlier this year. Ted Kennedy once said he didn't mind not being president. He just minded that someone else was. But as the United States' second longest serving senator, he's left an indelible mark on a nation and its capital that no other Kennedy, nor anyone else for that matter, ever has.